Hi and welcome. I'm Lisa Thomas. This is a recording from one of our live healing meditations. Within this healing meditation, you will experience a releasing of inherited patterns and emotional energy blocks, which will allow you to begin to feel a sense of freedom from the past, the ability to live life in the present moment, and an increase of inner peace and confidence knowing your future holds wonderful opportunities. Welcome, welcome, my friends, to our healing meditation. To release inherited money blocks and inherited false beliefs around money, I'm grateful you are here with me. For many, money is a tricky subject. It's a struggle to have a positive relationship with it. Yes, we need it to live. Truth is, we are worthy to have more than just enough. It's time to embrace, allow, and feel good around money. We have all tried working harder and longer hours. That often comes from the inherited mentality that you have to earn every penny you make through long, difficult hours of work. Yes, at one time, that was an ancestor's reality. It does not have to be yours. Money does not have to be complicated. It is our inherited belief system and our ancestors' feelings that often cause us to experience money the way we do. Their experiences with money have been passed down in the memory cells of the body from generation to generation. They did not pass it down on purpose, nor did you do anything wrong to inherit it. But if they had a fear of success, it will affect all the decisions you make and those you do not make around money. Today's healing meditation is divided into three parts. In part one, I will take you through a grounding exercise that will help you balance your body's energy system and will prepare you to receive the full benefit of the healing meditation. In part two, I will guide you through a powerful visualization that will empower your subconscious to release and allow money into your life. In part three, I will walk you through a process to release inherited money blocks and inherited false beliefs as you listen to a series of questions that I am asking the subconscious mind. Consciously, some of these questions will not be applicable to your life, but the subconscious will release what I find to allow more money into your life. I suggest for parts one and two, you stay present, alert, and in part three, you can go into a deeper relaxed state and even fall asleep. Accessing 100% spirit, accessing 100% soul, connecting to the subconscious mind on all levels, past, present, and future. If you are in agreement with allowing me to connect and release, say yes. Beautiful. Either sitting with your feet on the ground or laying down flat on your back, you now feel supported. And taking a deep breath in, filling your lungs to capacity. Hold and release. With your eyes closed, look up above you, the space 300 feet above you. This is your higher self space. This is source energy. Reaching up with your right arm straight above your head. Open your hand and close it. And as you pull your right arm back down by your side, imagine you are pulling heaven's gold energy like fresh shimmery mist down through the top of your head. It awakens the soul as spirit touches spirit. imagine the shimmery mist of energy coming into your physical eyes, into your sinuses, down through your throat, and into your lungs. Breathing deeply into your lung space and holding, exhaling all of the day's burden energy. There you go. As you take your next breath, imagine breathing into your heart space the words and feelings of love, calmness, peace, holding, and release. Continuing to bring shimmering gold energy down into your small intestines and your large, feeling heaven's energy into your belly. Now allowing it to travel down your legs, into the bottom of your feet, as you imagine and feel your physical body becoming strong like a tree. Feel your feet in the dirt and imagine strong roots just like a tree, extending deep, deeper into Mother Earth's nourishing energy. Reaching down with your hands, open and close them. Imagine now pulling in and up Mother Earth's life nourishing energy into the bottom of your feet. Continuing to bring this life force up into your body like a warm blanket. And as you do so, Earth's energy is now combining with heaven's energy, establishing balance and preparing your body for healing. Bringing combined healing energy back up through your legs, into your hips, allowing your attention back to your breath. As you breathe deeply again into your belly, extending your belly with the breath and holding. Releasing, letting go of all tension and any anxiety. Bringing healing energy up into your heart space, into your lungs. Up into your throat, into your eyes, continuing up into your brain, connecting the conscious and subconscious mind to allow deep-rooted and inherited money blocks and false beliefs to release. Continuing straight up through the top of your head, up into your higher self portal space, and continuing with your eyes closed, you feel a deep desire within you to allow your body to relax deeper. The sounds around you will allow you to go deeper relaxed as you listen to the sound of my voice. I'm going to count from 3 to 1. With each number, you become more deeply relaxed. At the count of 1, you will be sitting outside in a wooden rocking chair on an old wooden deck that is your back porch. 3, you are becoming more deeply relaxed. That's right. Two, as I told you, any sounds around you and the sound of my voice will help you relax much, much more. One, you are sitting outside in a wooden rocking chair on an old wooden deck that is your back porch. Gazing out upon your backyard, it looks like something from a past novel you've read. The house setting is located in the south. A lake off in the distance. A large garden plot off to the right. And plenty of trees surrounding all of your property. As your vision narrows into the details of the landscape, you notice that the green garden is really large, overgrown weeds. Most of the trees are barren, although a few have money hanging from them. But those limbs are very high and would be very difficult to reach. It is not lost on you that in your real life, you have difficulty reaching your money. You are aware that the weeds in your garden represent false beliefs and money blocks in your life. We have some work to do. Standing up and walking over to the porch railing directly in front of you. Notice a rake, shovel, and a basket with garden gloves and a smaller garden shovel. Pick what you're comfortable using. And proceed to take the two steps down to the ground. Walking over in the direction of the garden plot, headed towards the faded red wheelbarrow that's off in the distance. You have a strong desire to remove the weeds that are blocking your money growth. Reaching the garden plot, begin now to remove the weeds, all of the weeds, all of the roots to the weeds. And as you do so, place them into the red wheelbarrow so they can no longer take root in your garden. There you go. There are so many weed plants. Some of their roots have been in this plot for a lifetime and longer. Ancestors have lived and gardened here before you. Many of these weeds are from their lifetime. May I help you? I'll work for a while. You can either head back to the porch, to your comfortable wooden rocking chair, or you can sit on the ground and lean against a tree just behind you. As I weed your physical garden, I am also weeding your mental garden. These weeds represent money blocks, old money fears, and many false beliefs that you inherited and have been left behind as weeds. Let's begin. What is triggering the inherited pattern of worrying about money and the monthly money cycle of waiting for checks to arrive and fearing there won't be enough? It's inherited unworthiness. So you are always looking for a reason as to why abundance doesn't come or won't last. It makes sense. Releasing inherited unworthiness from your mother and your father's side. Releasing the inherited pattern of never feeling worthy to have money, even when you do have it. Releasing the inherited unworthiness from the DNA tissues, fibers, and tapestry of your physical body, and from your energy field. Releasing unworthiness as a feeling of not being good enough to fit in with the wealthy. The feeling of expecting the worst because of the feeling of not being good enough. Releasing undeserving and the false belief that you are not deserving of lasting abundance. Releasing inherited feelings of not fitting in with those that have money, hence why you're looking subconsciously for reasons why you can't make payroll. Releasing the pattern of expecting the worst financial outcome on a day-to-day basis and a month-to-month basis. Releasing unworthy as a feeling of being undeserving. Releasing inherited unworthiness as a burden energy from the lineage and from all the past, present, and future. Replacing this with worthiness to have money constantly flow with ease into your business and into your life. It is in your divine right to have money, to be confident that abundance will last. Say this. I'll say a few words and you repeat them. I am worthy to have lasting financial abundance. What needs to be released to clear the inherited false belief that you can't have your own money and that any money you make will be taken away from you? First, clearing the false belief that you cannot make more money than your parents did, because you can. Releasing the false belief that you must give it away. This is an inherited pattern of being stifled by others and stifled as a money block to money flow. Releasing inherited stifled from your mother and your father's lineage, going back all generations of time back to the originator. Releasing the inherited belief that money belongs to someone else and will be taken away from you. Releasing oppressed energy that I'm sensing around money. Releasing suppressed, where it is blocking more money from coming in. Releasing the subconscious belief that if you are open to receiving money, you will be taken advantage of. Someone in your lineage was. Releasing the deep fear of being taken advantage of because of money. Releasing inherited stifled patterns with money because from the DNA tissues, the fibers, and the tapestry of your physical body, as well as stifled energy in your field. Releasing the identity to having money taken away from you. It is no longer your identity. Replacing this with openness and expansion for money growth. With an increase of opportunities to receive more money. Replacing this to have faith and confidence in yourself and in money growth. This is your life, your purpose to fulfill, and it is in your divine right to have and keep your money. Say this: I am 100% deserving in having my money. Growing my money and keeping my money. There you go. What needs to be released to clear the inherited belief that money is a taboo, secretive topic, and it's never okay nor polite to discuss personal income or the price of a big ticket item?
This comes down to the fear of being judged negatively. Releasing inherited judgmental from the mother and the father's side, going back all generations of time back to the originator. Releasing inherited judgmental where there is a deep fear of being judged negatively by others for how you spend your money. Releasing the inherited pattern of being or of judging others on how they spend their money. Releasing the inherited pattern of critical judgment with money. Releasing the inherited pattern of comparing yourself to others and the inherited pattern of being super hard on yourself. Releasing the feeling of being condemned if you talk about money. So releasing this gagged energy around money talk that I'm sensing. When we are afraid of judgment, especially when it's inherited, what happens is we become overly sensitive, and this holds us back, right? Because we're afraid we're going to say or do the wrong thing. So releasing the inherited pattern of being overly self-conscious, releasing the inherited secrecy of money and the inherited judgment from the DNA tissues, fibers, and tapestry of your physical body, releasing this from every cell, organ, tissue, gland, chakra, light body, past, present, and future. Releasing the false belief that you cannot discuss money because it will look like you're bragging. Also releasing the false belief that you cannot discuss money because people will be judgmental that you don't have as much as they do. No matter how you look at it, judgment is coming into play and does not serve you, either inwardly towards others or the belief that others are judging you. So releasing this in all ways, this judgmental outlook on what money represents. Replacing this with permission to discuss money, share experiences, and embrace the fun in making money. Replacing this to be non-judgmental about how others spend their money, and therefore non-judgmental towards yourself for how you spend your money. Non-judgmental towards yourself for not being perfect. Replacing this to be open to making money, comfortable with the topic of money, and feeling worthy of having money. That's big. Replacing this to feel worthy of having money. Say this: I have a healthy relationship with money now and always. There you go. Even though comparatively you make a lot of money, what is the inherited pattern that's blocking you from never having enough to stay ahead and to clear the pattern of working harder to make ends meet? This is inherited shame. It also shows up as just having the guilt for having money. And the pattern of working so hard that people will say, "You definitely earn it." Well, that's not serving you. Releasing inherited shame from the mother and the father's lineage, going back all generations of time back to the originator. Releasing inherited shame from the DNA tissues, fibers, and tapestry of your physical body, as well as your energy field. Releasing inherited shame where it's triggering the guilt of having more than others and the false belief that you have to work yourself to the bone to be worthy of abundance. Releasing the shame as a deep feeling of always doing life wrong. Releasing defective in money growth. Releasing the painful feeling of never having it enough, no matter how much you make. Releasing the inherited false belief that you cannot have more than your monthly expenses. Releasing the inherited pattern of working harder to make ends meet. Releasing the inherited burden energy that no longer serves your highest good. Releasing the inherited block to making more money with ease and flow in your life. Releasing the false belief that you have to constantly struggle to make more money. You do not. Replacing this with trust in yourself, trust in your abilities, and trust that you are worthy of having more money in the bank than is needed on a monthly basis. Replacing this with an increase of steady abundance and acceptance that life can flow easier and in alignment. Replacing this to allow more money into your life. Say this: I am easily accepting an increase of money abundance in my current workflow. You do not have to work harder for this. Take a deep breath in. Hold it. There you go. And release. I'm sensing burden energy. Okay. In order to resonate innately with money prosperity, and to be in a place of always having enough versus coming from a place of shortage, what is the inherited emotion that needs to be released to change your relationship to money from one of shortage to trusting prosperity? It's skeptical. And it's showing up as inherited patterns of non-trusting. Yeah. Releasing inherited skeptical from your mother and your father's lineage, going back all generations of time, back to the originator. Releasing inherited skeptical from the DNA tissues, fibers, and tapestry of your physical body, as well as your energy system. Releasing skeptical as a way of being in order to protect yourself. Releasing untrusting as a protection. Releasing untrusting of money. Releasing skeptical of money. Releasing skeptical of people with money, and skeptical of people who need money on a conscious and a subconscious level. Releasing inherited patterns of unexpected hidden agendas when money is involved. Hidden agendas around the motivation of others. Releasing the feeling that money is never lasting and the untrusting aspect of having money. It's complicated. Releasing the inherited pattern of always being in shortage of money from every cell, organ, tissue, gland, chakra, light body, meridian, past, present, and future. There you go. I'm just unwinding all these interwoven patterns from the DNA. There you go. All the skepticism, all the untrusting. You should be feeling lighter. Releasing the false belief that you are trapped in woven poverty. Releasing the inherited burden energy from the lineage of poverty. Replacing this with positive, abundant mindset to allow joy and money flowing to you. Expanding your awareness to receive and remain. Replacing this that you might also remain unattached to those patterns of the past. They are not yours. They are gone from them and they are gone from you. Replacing this with trust in the universe, trust in yourself to know that you are worthy of money. Replacing this with an increase of financial abundance and the trust that it is for you. I'm smiling on my end. Say this: I have a healthy relationship with money, and I 100% trust I am worthy of more prosperity now and in the future. What is the inherited pattern of spending what you make, and also what needs to be released to stop the pattern of spending extra money because of a belief that it will burn a hole in your pocket? Yeah. The feeling I'm getting here is there is a true confusion about money. that you have it, you need to spend it, or why else do you have it? Yeah, if it's not for you, then it's for someone else type of thought. So this leads me to believe this is an inherited feeling or inherited belief pattern of being wishy-washy. Interesting, but it's fitting here. You're wishy-washy about money. You're not the only one. I sense many people are undecided around money. Releasing inherited wishy-washy from your mother and your father's lineage, going back all generations of time back to the originator. Releasing wishy-washy with the inherited pattern of spending what you make. Or wishy-washy around what you can spend it on. Releasing the inherited pattern and false belief that your money in your pocket burns a hole in it. That's called making excuses, by the way. It's cute when you're 5 years old buying bubble gum, but not now. Releasing the inherited pattern of spending money because you are wishy-washy about what to do with the extra. Releasing the belief that you have to spend what you make in order to have more come into you. Releasing wishy-washy with money from the DNA tissues, the fibers, and the tapestry of your physical body, and wishy-washy from your energy field, past, present, and future. Releasing the false belief that money burns a hole in your pocket on all levels and dimensions. What a great, great thing to come up and clear. Replacing this with conviction. A firm resolution that money is here to stay, and it only serves your highest good to keep it until you need it. You trust that money will come, therefore you trust that you can hold on to it, and you trust that when you spend it, it is on things that serve your highest good. Say this, I am no longer addicted to the inherited pattern of spending all my money just because I have it. I'm also releasing the false belief that if you have it, then someone is going to ask you for it. Wow. Releasing the fear that if you have money, other people are going to ask you for it. Therefore, you spend it before that happens. Releasing the fear of having people ask you for money. Releasing the uncomfortableness of saying no. And releasing the false belief that if you have it, you must give it. Now, there is truth to helping others. I'm not taking that away from you. But I am releasing the fear and the belief that if you have it, you must give it. There is a big difference there. All right. No matter how hard you work, what needs to be released to stop the inherited pattern of constantly worrying about money and the perpetual concern that there is never enough, never has been, and never will be mentality. This is inherited scarcity. It's heavy. Releasing the inherited scarcity of money and the scarcity of positive thoughts regarding money from your mother and your father's lineage, going back all generations of time back to the originator. Releasing inherited money scarcity that triggers the constant worry of money and the subconscious belief that worrying about money sometimes or somehow helps. It doesn't. Releasing inherited scarcity and block to money flow. Releasing the inherited generational issue of living in not having enough money. Mm-hmm. Releasing the pattern from the DNA tissues, fibers, and tapestry of your physical body, as well as your energy field. Releasing in its scarcity of money as a family identity. Releasing inherited scarcity of money as your personal identity. Releasing the inherited patterns of worrying and the perpetual concern of never having enough from the conscious and the subconscious mind. Replacing this with abundance mindset and more abundance. Money is a positive energy, and you are both deserving and worthy of more abundance. Replacing this with ease and flow in allowing money, accepting money, and keeping your money. Using your money for wise purposes and allowing it to make money for you. Say this, I am attracting wealth and prosperity in unlimited abundance for my highest good. What is the inherited block preventing you from being paid more money at your work, and that needs to be released for you to believe that you are worthy of being paid more? This is an inherited pattern of feeling intimidated. Releasing inherited intimidated from your mother and your father's lineage, going back all generations of time, back to the originator. Releasing intimidated of others as a block to pay raises, as a block to more money. Releasing the inherited pattern of comparing yourself to others, and the pattern of giving your power away to comparing yourself to others. Releasing inherited intimidated from the DNA tissues, fibers, and tapestry of your physical body, as well as your energy field. Releasing the feeling deep within you of being a doormat to others that are stronger. Releasing the fear of being bullied into something you don't want. Releasing the pattern of being intimidated, uncomfortable, and anxious with your bosses, leaders, and those in authority, where you believe they are holding you back. Releasing the inherited intimidation that is holding you back. Releasing inherited anxiety with money, and anxiety in life, anxiety in having money, anxiety in asking for money, anxiety in asking for a raise, and the anxiety of not having money. Releasing the false belief that you cannot be spiritual and prosperous. Releasing this where it has caused you to become overly conscious, overly self-aware. Releasing this overly self-intimidation and the false belief that you cannot do it right. Yeah, let's clear that. Replacing this with courage, tenacity, and the confidence for a raise. To ask for your needs to be met, and to trust that it is in your divine right to feel better, secure, confident around money, more confident in speaking up and conversing with bosses and others in authority. Say this, I am confident as a leader. I am 100% deserving to be seen and paid for my contribution. What is the inherited emotion that needs to be released to allow self-worth to be part of your consciousness, to have clarity of your worth and the confidence to continue to ask for it, and the knowingness that you will receive it? This is an inherited pattern of being let down, as in experiencing disappointment and then taking that in on a personal level, consciously and unconsciously. So releasing the inherited pattern of being let down as a block to your self-worth, as a block to being aware consciously of your worth. Releasing any inherited money blocks because of a fear of being let down, because of a fear of being told no. Releasing the inherited patterns of being let down, where it is blocking your self-worth and confidence to ask, and the knowingness that you will receive it in love and money. Releasing the fear of being tricked or cheated around money, consciously or subconsciously. Releasing letdown from your mother and your father's side, going back all generations of time back to the originator. From every tissue, fiber, and tapestry of your physical body, as well as your energy field. Releasing the fear of not being safe because of money. Releasing the fear of being let down from all of your lineage, past, present, and future. Releasing the fear that someone will take your money if they know you have it. This is lineage, by the way. Releasing the false belief that you should be happy with what you get financially because it's better than what others have and because it's better than nothing. How many of you heard that as a child? Accept it. It's better than nothing. Well, releasing that, it's a heavy one. From all the conscious and the subconscious, releasing this attachment to the past in the lineage, present tense, and in the future. Say this, I am allowing myself, my self-worth, to be part of my consciousness. I have the clarity and confidence to show up in all that I do and receive the financial abundance that I am worth. You have reached a financial ceiling. What needs to be released to lift, raise, and release the financial cap on your money abundance, to allow more money to flow in with the work you're already doing? This is an inherited money block, literally block. Releasing inherited blocked energy from your mother and your father's side, going back generations of time back to the originator. Releasing inherited blocks of money and the inherited money ceiling as a cap on your financial abundance. Releasing the false belief that you cannot make more than your parents or your family because you already make more than enough. Releasing blocked money flow for any amount of money that's coming in. Releasing inherited money blocks to money because of the false belief that more is selfish, greedy, or flamboyant on any conscious or subconscious level. What's happening is it's blocking your fun in making money. So releasing this money ceiling, releasing the blocked money, where it's blocking your desire and progress in business success, where you are being held back, releasing blocked as an obstacle, releasing mental blocks to success, releasing physical blocks to an increase of financial success, releasing hindered energy, hindered in gaining access to more, releasing the financial ceiling that is obstructing your flow of money presently into your life. I'm lifting, raising, releasing the financial cap on your money abundance. Think of it, imagine it, that it is a ceiling in your room that is just rolling back. It's a huge sky window that's rolling back. And as it does, all the energy of the universe is flowing into you as that gold shimmery mist representing the money. Money from the past will come back. Money in the present will prevail, and money in the future is there for you. Replacing this with an unlimited abundance and opportunities to capitalize on. Replacing this for all potential of opportunities that can serve you. Replacing this with an increase of positive thoughts, mental expansion, and the joy in your work and confidence to get paid your worth. Say this, money comes easily and frequently to me as my ceiling is forever open to allow an increase of financial abundance into my life. Yeah. Although you always end up with enough money at the end of the month, what needs to be released to stop the inherited pattern of being overextended by everyone else because of being overly generous, and to stop the pattern of lending money when you really need it? This is a really nice, generous thing to do, to give all your money away. But it is out of balance, especially because it's causing you emotional trauma. You're not being fair to yourself. I'll make you a deal. When you have more than you need, then you can give away whatever you want. But until then, you will keep what you need, and you will help others when you can, okay? Releasing the inherited pattern of being a people pleaser. Releasing inherited people pleasing from your father and your mother's lineage, going back all generations of time, back to the originator. Releasing inherited people pleaser, where you are getting your self-worth by helping everyone else. Releasing the pattern of giving all your money away. Releasing people pleaser, where you are saying yes, where you should really be saying, I wish I could, but not today. Releasing the inherited block to money because of the false belief that you can't have money when others need it. Releasing people pleaser as your identifying quality to service. Releasing the money block that's preventing you from charging people for your gifts and talents. Releasing people pleaser where you are being a doormat to everyone else's need. Releasing the pattern of overextending your generosity where it is taking your money and your energy and your time. Releasing the block to financial abundance from the past, present, and into the future. Releasing the false belief that you can't be spiritual and prosperous. Also bringing to your awareness that your lineage, your children, watch you, and they take on the patterns that they see you do. So releasing the pattern that does not serve them in giving all away. Releasing it from the lineage where they feel not as important to others. Mm-hmm. They sense something. There you go. Just allowing this out of balance pattern of being a people pleaser to release. From every cell. There you go. Your organ and your tissues, your fibers. There you go. Allowing it to release completely, 100%, all the residue, all the resonance. There you go. Replacing this to keep your money, to use your money for your needs and your family. Just because you can give it away doesn't mean you have to do it every day or every time someone has a need. Replacing this to own your worth, with the freedom to do life differently, on your terms, unattached to the opinions and judgments of others. Replacing this to be a receiver of money from your clients and a receiver of opportunities from the universe. It is in your divine right to ask and receive now and in the future. Say this: money is just energy, a resource to help me to serve my family, others when I can, and create my ideal life. Take a deep breath in, feeling your lungs. Hold it and release it. There you go. Lots of stuff releasing. Okay. What needs to be released to clear the inherited belief that you don't have enough confidence to build a successful and financially abundant business? Interesting. This is a combination of feeling inadequate and being a perfectionist. That's a tough combination, by the way. I get it, because you're making sure nothing goes wrong, but in a sense, you're being trapped in this pattern of overcompensating because of a deeper feeling of being inadequate. Releasing inherited inadequate first from your mother and your father's lineage, going back all generations of time back to the originator. Releasing inherited inadequate from the DNA tissues, fibers, and tapestry of your physical body, as well as your energy field. Releasing inherited inadequate and the deep feeling within you that you do not have what it takes to be successful. Releasing that as a false belief that you do not have what it takes. Releasing inherited perfectionism from your mother and your father's side, from all generations going back to the originator. Releasing the inherited pattern of overcompensating and being stuck in this perfectionism. Releasing the false belief that perfectionism is serving your highest good. Releasing the block to business success because you are actually playing small in your perfectionist world. My suggestion here is don't sweat the small stuff. It's a rigid, old, inherited pattern. If milk spills, cling it up without an attachment and stop creating rules. It's blocking your success. Releasing the pattern of creating rules, releasing self-limiting rules, confining rules from yourself, your lineage. There you go. Releasing the false belief that you must be in control of everything. It's holding you back. Releasing the attachments, releasing the burden energy in the lineage, releasing the false belief that you must be in control so that you feel adequate, releasing the false belief that you must be perfectionist in order that you feel adequate. There you go, it shifted. Replacing this to allow the divinity within you, your beautiful soul, to expand into your physical body more. Into your and your energy to expand out into your space, right? Out past your body, out into your space to allow opportunities for success in business to manifest into your life. You are so safe being flexible now. Replacing this to be flexible and understanding with the little things in life in order to allow more money and success into your life. Replacing this feeling safe within you, that you are safe deep within you to be successful in business. You are free to be successful. You are free to accept more money into your life and your business. Say this: I am attracting wealth and prosperity in unlimited abundance for my highest good, whether I believe it or not. There is some resistance there. So you can trick your subconscious by saying whether I believe it or not after every affirmation you give, okay? Even though progress has been made in charging for your services, what needs to be released to clear the inherited pattern of feeling fear and anxiety with having money, and to stop the pattern of giving your services away just because in the past you didn't need money, to allow you permission to earn and receive the needed money at this time in life? It's an inherited feeling of being deceitful. It makes sense. In the past, you could work for free because you didn't need the money. So you were just giving for joy, right? You can give for joy, by the way, and receive money. But what happened is this is confusing your energy system to now go from going from giving to charging. Understand? It's coming from a different place. So it's causing you energetically to feel dishonest in a sense. Releasing inherited deceitful from your mother and your father's lineage, going back all generations of time back to the originator. Releasing inherited deceitful from the DNA tissues, fibers, and tapestry of your physical body, as well as your energy field. Releasing the false belief that just because you need money now means you are out of integrity with charging for your services. Releasing the false belief that you are being deceitful because you are charging for your wonderful service. Releasing the fear and anxiety of not having money. The fear and anxiety of charging. The fear and anxiety of asking for payment. The fear and anxiety of accepting payment. And the fear and anxiety of having change in your life. Releasing the belief that you are being misleading or misrepresenting yourself in any way. Releasing the icky feeling of accepting money at this time in your life. Releasing the feeling that you are undeserving more. Releasing the feeling that you are undeserving of more when you have spent what you had. Interesting, right? Releasing unworthy of making your own money. Releasing this serious money block in receiving payment for your services. Releasing inadequate in follow-up. Releasing the pattern of inadequacy with money. Money flow, inadequate beliefs about yourself. Releasing the false belief that you are inadequate or deceitful when experiencing money success. There you go. It's shifting. Releasing the inherited false belief that successful, rich people have done something deceitful to have money. This is a belief from your lineage. It is in your subconscious and it no longer serves your highest good. There you go. Just letting that be, letting it shift. Releasing the false belief that having just enough keeps you humble. Replacing this to know and feel that you and your business is always in integrity. Replacing this to be unattached to the opinions and judgments of others because of their personal beliefs around money. You are safe to have money. You are worthy to ask for payment. The service you offer is life-changing and everyone deserves to be a recipient of it. And there needs to be an exchange of energy. So replacing this that you might feel confident to allow money to flow, clients to flow to you, and inner peace to allow more abundance within yourself. Say this, I add massive value to people's lives doing what I love. They add massive value to mine by compensating me for using my gifts and talents. Okay. Releasing the inherited blocks from all of your lineage, these serious money blocks mentally, releasing inherited negative thoughts around money, blocks spiritually in accepting money, releasing in physical blocks as pain energy around money that are currently holding you back, causing you physical problems, and replacing this to allow more money, positive thoughts, positive prosperity into your business now and always. You are completely integrating all the new awarenesses that were made in this session. You are completely and 100% receiving all the new insights to allow ease and flow with money, recognizing that money serves your highest good. You are completely accepting all the positive shifts, the inner healing, and the balancing that is taking place. I am now connecting your heart, mind, body, and soul. You are you want one. You are united. You are confident. You are allowing money into your life as you are no longer held back from the past. Money is flowing easily, consistently, present tense into your life, and always into the future. Thank you for allowing me to be part of your life. The healing meditation that you just experienced is very powerful. Do not listen too often. The body needs time to balance and process. Please allow 48 hours in between listening times. If you would like to know more about healing meditations, please visit me at lisathomasenergyhealing.com.